More grace to absolutely everybody who is on this call. I am so glad that I met Jesus. I'm raised in church, and I remember the saints just used to say, I'm glad to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Fire baptized. Baptized in Jesus' name, whatever reformation you were from. I'm so glad that I know who Jesus is. I'm so glad that I've made my call, hallelujah, my calling and my election sure. I'm glad to know that I love him and he loves me. And I want to say that to everybody on here. Just know that you know that you know that heaven is your home. Don't doubt it. Don't question it. Don't wonder. Know that you're going to see Jesus one day. Amen. Most people who come up to me will tell you, Bex, how you doing? My response is always, I'm saved. Amen. That's not a feeling. That's a knowing. That's not a possibility. That's a knowing. I know that I am saved. I know that I'm going to heaven. How do I know? Because I'm already seated in heavenly places. My seat has already been reserved. I made a reservation. Come on here. We talked about faith the other day. I have a confirmation. And because I have a confirmation that heaven is my home, it's a statement of faith, I'm already preparing to make it there. So I just want to say how grateful I am to know Jesus. Alarmed in my spirit today, just talk the word of God, but I am almost a little rebuked by the Lord, something he shared with me that I didn't do. But I'm glad to know that God talks to me. Glad to know that the key to everything in God, I want to say this, it's a very profound statement I'm about to make. The key to everything in God is obedience. But I'm going to go a little deeper and say that God is more concerned about you believing him than he is about you obeying him. Because I can obey who I don't believe. But if I believe you, I will obey. And so a lot of you are going through the motions of obedience, but you've not confident and you don't believe him. He that cometh to God must first what? Believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder, a remunerator, one who pays wages of them that diligently seek him. Listening to a man of God, and he said something so profound, and it's true, that your success in God has to be defined, judged by one thing, obedience. I want to say that to everybody listening to me. You know, your success in God has to be judged by obedience, not by results. Because just because you get results don't mean you obeyed. Come on here. Just because you got results doesn't mean that you obeyed. God spoke to Moses and said, Moses, speak to the rock. Moses began to hang around the people. And because he began to hang around the people, guess what happened to him? He took on the spirit of murmuring and complaining like the people and began to respond like the people. That's why God always said, keep a space between you and the people. And the reason you got to keep that space, because if not, you'll take on their spirit. And Moses took on the spirit of the people and began to murmur just like the people, and it caused him to miss the promised land. Now, he made it to heaven. How do you know he made it to heaven? Because the Bible declares that there was a whole dispute over the body of Moses. Amen. and he dare not make a railing accusation. Amen. The Bible declares that in Jude, but he says, Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Michael the archangel. So we know that on the mountain of transfiguration, guess who was up there with him? Moses and Elijah. So Moses made heaven, but he didn't reach the fullness of what he could reach, which means don't just be satisfied with going to heaven. I don't want to go to heaven full. I don't want to go to heaven having not fulfilled my assignment on earth. Because you can go to heaven and still miss it. Heaven will be your home. Heaven will be there to receive you. But you still missed it. Moses made it to heaven, but he missed it. Are you hearing me? Now that's very important. That's something that you need to recognize. And as a result, he got results, but he didn't obey. So you can't determine whether God is pleased with you based on results. You can't determine that just because it's big and just because it's growing that it's God. It can be big and unhealthy. I've seen big tumors. I've seen big cancers that were growing, but it wasn't God. It wasn't healthy. And you need to be satisfied with wherever God places you in the kingdom. Because some of you are not called to go in the room. You're just called to be a door. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. How many people are satisfied with being a door in the kingdom? You're just a channel. Your whole assignment is to get other folk places, but you're so busy trying to get your stuff out there and get your foot in the door. But what if you're not assigned to get in the door? You are just the door. You're not assigned to get in the room. You're just the door. So the thing that I want to master in this hour, which is very important what I'm saying to you right now, is obedience. Not trying to do everything. I want to be obedient to whatever he tells me to do. Because if thou be willing, and what? I know I read that. If thou be willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. So one thing that you need to master right now is obedience. And that's something that I'm very cautious about in this hour. You know, I've been spending a lot of time with the Lord. Some shut-ins with him and in my word and studying, even on a greater level, because I know he's calling me to that. I know he's calling you and calling us to another level of obedience, another level of discipline. And it starts and it begins. Come on here. It begins with the mind. It begins with your thought life. Are you listening to me? That's where it begins. Because remember now, God told Abraham, I'm going to make the promise to you, but it's going to be fulfilled to your children. See, that there's another door. Now, the promise was made to Abraham, but Abraham never got a chance to walk in the promise that was made to him because God was only using him as a channel. Come on here. So everything has to change in your thought pattern. And I'm just going to share this with you, and then I'm going to minister to some of you. But I was asking God to give me a good definition of thoughts. I said, Lord, what is a good definition of thought? Because that's what God's been dealing with me about lately, the mind. Amen. We already know that as a man thinketh, so is he. We already know that you can never live above your thought life. That if it ain't in your mind, it'll never be in your future. But I believe the Lord told me that thoughts are pictures of the mind that have constructive or destructive possibilities. He said thoughts are pictures of the mind that have constructive or destructive possibilities. Now, sometimes they are imaginations, but even more, because they are only pictures that come to you. Stay with me. You understand? An imagination is a picture that comes to you, but thoughts are created by you. They are deliberate. An imagination comes to you. That's why you can cast it down. But he says thoughts have to be brought into obedience. Why? Because they are created by you. And the only one that has the power over that thought is the person who created it. So that's why he said bring it into captivity, every thought. Your thoughts are your slaves. Your thoughts work for you. Your thoughts is your prison. And in that prison, we're going to use the mind as a prison, but in that prison are thoughts. And you have to bring that thought into what? Obedience. Which means your thoughts may be holding you in bondage, or your thoughts have the power to make you free. Because remember now, you're the warden of the prison. You're the one in control of this prison. And whoever in charge of the prison is the one who determines whether someone is going to be free or whether somebody is going to be in bondage. So your thoughts are very important, and you cannot underestimate them. But if you change your thinking, you'll change your life, you'll change your state. And one of the quickest ways to affect your thoughts, pictures. One of the quickest ways to affect your thoughts, pictures. That's why it matters. So it goes in your eye gate and what you hear. Because most times your thoughts are a reflection of what you've been watching. What you see is what you think. So your thoughts are a reflection of what you've been watching. And some of you, I know you said, Prophet, why are you talking about this? Because, see, all of these promises and prophecies and declarations that are being made over your life, until there's a change in your thoughts, a change in your thinking, you're going to be in the same place. Now, think about it. God told Abraham, at the time he was Abram, God said to Abram, when he couldn't have a child, see, he couldn't have a child. He was old. Sarah's womb was dead. Soldiers not marching. But he told him that he was going to have a child. And the way he helped him was he said, look up, count the stars. God was not concerned about him really counting the stars. God was not really concerned about the shapes of the stars, none of that. What God was doing was helping him see. He said, look at those stars. It wasn't about the stars now. He was trying to help him see. Because remember, God got ready to tell Abram that because of you, nations are going to be blessed. Things are going to come through you. All of these great people are coming through you. So in other words, he was telling Abram, that's the revelation, you're going to give birth to stars. It's not going to be ordinary people that you give birth to. But because me using you, you're going to end up giving birth to stars.
Look up. What was he doing? He was helping him see. He was changing his thoughts because he was already in a place he didn't think he could have a child. But God giving him that vision, and when he saw it, he said, so shall your seed be. So the first time he said it to him, he called his name Abram, and the Bible declares that when God said that to him after he saw the stars and got the revelation so that he could get a change in his thought life, the Bible said, and Abram believed God. Now that you believe, I can change your name. Now, Abram means exalted one, or exalted father, or assumed father. One taken to be a father, but he wasn't a father yet. But after God made him a promise, God changed his name to Abraham, because Abraham means father of many. Now, why did he do that? Because now everybody is calling him by the name of his future. And the mere fact that he answered means that he believes it. So when he answered to Abraham, he is coming in agreement that he's a father of many, and it changed his thinking. God told him, the world is yours, but you can't take it until you see it. Look to the left. Look to the right. This is what God told him. Look north. Look south. Look east. Look west. All of it is yours. But God had to get him to change his vision. Because once his vision changed, his thoughts can change. Same thing with Joshua when he got ready to take Jericho. He said, see, I've given you Jericho. But he had to see it. How? With the power of his mind, with the power of his thoughts. So this is what God said to me that was so profound to me. Write this down, and then I'm going to give you an assignment, and I'm going to minister prophetically. Number one, this is what God said. The extent of your vision is the boundary of your blessing. Did you hear what I just said? The extent of your vision is the boundary of your blessing. How far your vision can go is how much you can possess. Are you listening to me today? This is very important. Some of you are thinking so small, and the extent of your vision is the boundary of your blessing. You can't see bigger than where you are. And because your vision is small, so is your blessing. Kele elankilia ulalaman sile di alabahataya. But if you change your vision, I promise you, God is going to do some amazing things in your life. I need you to hear me by the Spirit, because this is the year of distinction. This is not a year to be lackadaisical or to play. This is the year that you're going to look back at and say, this is the year that I made a change. Now, everybody's not going to be there. Some people are going to look back at this year and say, this is the year I should have made a change. Because, see, when God gives you a prophet, Sister Joy sent me a message today about when you have a pastor as a prophet, it hits different. And it's true. It is true. When you have a leader as a seer, we just had something happen at one of our locations. It didn't sneak up on me, but the Lord had already showed me. And because he told me what it was, I didn't release it. But it wasn't a shocker to me.
Amen. I'm saying this by the Spirit of grace, that I need your mind. I need you to guard your heart with all diligence. Guard your thought life. Guard what you're watching. Guard what you're looking at, what you're listening to. And you come up with a picture. Here's your assignment from me. I did this in the Wealth class, but I want to give you an opportunity to do it right now. And I want you to do it either tonight or first thing in the morning. But I think you should do it tonight, fresh out of this word that God has given me. Everybody, as soon as you hang up with me, you're going to get a piece of paper. Now, there are 300 of you tonight that's going to sow a special seed. And as a matter of fact, I want to go ahead and prophesy, because I believe the Lord is speaking to me already about an individual. So let's move a little bit in the Holy Ghost. Sister Joy, give me a Tracy Price that's on here. A Tracy Price.
Ilabakala Mandala Kosai. I'm here, Papa.
More grace, Tracy. How are
you? More grace. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am saved. Mm. I'm going to minister to you, and I want you to hear me by the Spirit. I'm going to give an instruction, and I want you to do it. I don't want you to hesitate. I just want you to obey it. But I see you in the medical field. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I see you doing work in the medical field. And the Spirit of God is challenging me to challenge you to tell you it's not too late to go all the way. Don't think that, well, I'm too old now and I can't get my degree, or I can't be certified to be an RN. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What kind of work do you do right now?
Well, I'm in the medical field. I'm just doing service for the life vests, which are the heart monitor vest right now. And I also have a trucking company, dispatching company.
I want you to go to school. And it ain't me. The Holy Ghost wants you to go to school. Hear me by the Spirit of God. God's going to make up for all the time that you lost. I'm looking at you at around 2015, 16, 17, 18. That was a very hard time in your life. Do you listen? Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at things that were lost, things that were taken. I don't put your business out there, but I wouldn't even be surprised if you had to do like a chapter, I don't know, 7, chapter 13. I just look like a very tough, tough time. But the Spirit of God says, I'm going to make up for all the time that was lost. And you're going to see the hand of God manifest himself in your life like you've never seen before. So God is challenging me, Sister Tracy, to tell you, pursue the medical field. I'm not telling you can't do your dispatch. Praise the Lord for the dispatch. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let that be another stream of income. But I'm telling you, your anointing is for the medical field. And if you step into it, no matter how old you are, you're going to see the hand of God move in your life like you've never seen before. And God don't want you to be stubborn in this season. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Don't be stubborn. But I want you to start looking toward what you got to do. And I'm telling you, in the years to come, you're going to be glad I told you this. You might not, you know, maybe I don't want to hear that right now. But in the years to come, you're going to be grateful the Lord has given me this word. I see the month of September around you. What is that?
My birthday.
Oh, your birthday is in September. When is you? I'm 911. When
a Virgo. 16th.
Ain't no Virgo. We got the Holy Ghost, baby.
I'm sorry.
Amen. I rebuke your Virgo in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Amen. Yes, September, Lord.
September the what?
16th.
September the 16th. Well, I pray that you have a great birthday this year. I'm going to give an instruction. I want you to be the first to do it, but you're going to give two seeds. You're going to give one seed of $50, and 299 people on this call are going to follow you because God's given me an instruction to give them. So you're going to give a $50 seed. That's one. But you're also going to give an $18 seed. And I don't know if that's your address or somewhere that you used to live, but I see the number one and I see the number eight. And the Spirit of God is saying that this is a season of property and real estate for you too. Okay?
Okay.
Okay,
thank
you. Step out in faith, and let's believe God for that. You are blessed. I love you. Listen, get ready for some great things in your life. And this is what I want you to do. The second week in July, I'll be in. In Charlotte. I want you to try to make it, and let me know who you are, because I want to pray for you, because God's going to give you everything you need for this next venture in God that he wants you to do. You are blessed. More grace.
I receive. Thank
Amen.
You. More grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. There are 299 people, and I want you to listen to me. I'm challenging 300 people to sow a seed of $50. And what you're going to do when we hang up from this call, you're going to write or send me an email. Send it to customer service at Brian. I'm customerservice@briancarn.org. I hope I'm telling y'all right. Customerservice@briancarn. Is that right? I hope I'm right, but I'm telling y'all. Hala. Le mandala cosa. Okay. Customerservice@briancarn.org. I want you, when we hang up with this call, to send an email to that email. Everybody on this call, there's an instruction. And I want you to email me your perfect morning or your perfect day, what your day consists of. You're waking up in the morning. Where are you? What city do you live in? What do you smell? Are you off of a beach? Are you in your condo? Can you smell the sand from the beach? Okay, listen to me. Do you have a chef cooking your breakfast? Is your water running? I want you to imagine. I want you to, in your mind, send it to that email. I want you to envision your perfect day after you've come into your wealth. How big is your home? What car are you driving? I want you to think on that, because I'm telling you that this is the year of distinction. Okay? Please hear me in the Holy Ghost with the things I'm trying to tell you by the Spirit. God is challenging me to challenge 300 of you to sow that seed, and you're going to send that email, and I'm going to take that day and pray over it, and we're going to see a manifestation of that day in your life. Now, right now, while the anointing is moving, that's $PBCJR. Ooh, I feel the anointing. That's $PBCJR. Sow that $50 seed now. There's a man on here, Sister Joy. His name is Robert Finch. I want to speak to him. Robert Finch. That's $PBCJR. Hey, man, if you got to send it, my P.O. Box is P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. KCCJacksKC.org. But there's a Robert Finch. Hola, mancala di bien fele de clesa. Glory. 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 And until you find him, give me Frederick Rudd. Hila.
Yes, Frederick Rudd. How are you doing today?
More grace to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I don't know you, do I?
You don't.
Okay, we've never spoken.
We've never spoken.
Okay. I'm going to talk to you because God's talking to me about you. And I see dollar signs on top of your face. I literally see a bag of money sitting on your head. This is what the Spirit of God is saying to me, that there is a grace and an anointing upon your life of finance to free people in the body of Christ. And because that anointing and that grace is so strong upon you for finance, that's when the devil fights you in your finance. Am I making sense?
You're making sense.
Okay. I'm telling you what the Lord is saying to me. I literally see you sitting down, sometimes even frustrated, because you say, I know the numbers. I know how to budget. I know how to do this and do that. But I can't seem to get the manifestation of it in my life at the capacity that I desire. So the Spirit of God wants you to put together either an ebook, go on a website, start going on YouTube, come up with a page, and I want you to become a master of finances and create a platform where you can help people and show them what to do with their money. Because let me tell you something, you're supposed to have a bunch of houses. I literally see an anointing on you, I'm telling you, for finance in a strong way. Have you ever worked in the banking industry?
I have.
Okay. How long ago, what did you do in the banking industry?
I worked for Wells Fargo. I worked for Bank of America, anywhere from mortgages to banking. And then I worked for Charles Schwab doing stock as a stockbroker and worked at retirement places.
So what I'm saying makes sense.
It does.
Okay. I'm telling you, where do you live?
I'm in Dallas. I'm outside of Dallas, Texas. I'm in Louisville.
Okay. I want you to come and see me. Find out where I'm at. Find me somewhere. I want to pray for you, and I want to break something off of your life. Because there's an assignment that's been on your life that doesn't want you to see the fruit and the work of your labor. Who is Peggy?
That's my mother.
Okay. How is she in her body?
She has some problems. She has issues.
Okay. I want you to get you some oil. Go to your mama and say, Mama, I just need to pray for you. But I want you to pray for her lungs. And I want you to lay your hands on her chest. You hear me?
I do.
That's the word of the Lord to you. Let me tell you something else. I want you to be mindful of. Now, why do I see a Hyundai Sonata? What's that?
I used to have a Hyundai Sonata.
How long ago you got rid of it?
Back in 2018.
Okay. Not as soon as you said that, I seen a Buick LaCrosse. What's that?
That's my parents' car.
That's the car your mama's driving now?
That's correct.
Okay. I want to rebuke anything that the enemy would attempt to do to her while she's driving. You know what I know about the spirit? God's really dealing with me about your mama. God's going to do some big things in your life. He's going to bless you so that you can be a blessing to your family at the capacity that you want to. Now, why? So you must be Freddie Jr. So you, Fred Jr., must be a senior around there.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, because I've seen you, and I've seen an older man look just like it. All right. So you just prepare yourself because God's getting ready to bless you. I want you to find my schedule. I really don't do any traveling anymore. I'm just a pastor, and I'm traveling. But even if you don't see me till July, the second week in July, I have a big meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to challenge you to come and let me lay hands on you because I want to break some stuff off of you because you should be way further along than where you are right now. But there is a demonic attack against your finances. So I want you to make it your business to come see me. And when you come see me, I want you to bring me five $100 bills. You hear me? I want you to come stand in my face and bring me five $100 bills. And you're going to see the hand of God begin to break and move some things for you like never before. I love you in the Lord. I appreciate your obedience. And I pray that I said something that helped you.
You did. Thank you, man.
Amen. You are blessed. More grace. Now, listen, saints, customer service at briancarn.org. I want every person under the sound of my voice. Listen to me. I don't want you to miss this. I don't want you to sit on this phone and not get this. I want you to sow that $50 seed now. And I want you to envision, ooh, I feel the anointing on me so strong. Five of you should be giving $500. I just heard that so strong. Again, if you think it's a game, don't give it. I promise you. I'm so past that. All of you who think it's a game, keep your money. If you think it's a gimmick, don't give it. But there are five of you that are going to give a $500 seed, and I'll be releasing. And as a matter of fact, all 300 of you that sow that $50 seed, I'll be releasing a word to you for the month of May. I'll be releasing the word of the Lord to your life for the month of May. You'll be receiving something from me for the month of May. George, did you find that Robert Finch? Robert Finch. Ha mandele bala. I kandolo bosaya. Ilandala maki antalala mokosa. Hey, beshe. Andelele mandala kuya. All right. I also see a ADR law. A ADR law. La kasha. Le keshele manfala dalitia.
This is Angela, prophet.
How are you? How are you doing?
I'm blessed and glad to be on the call today.
Amen. It's a pleasure. More grace to you. I'm not going to hold you long. I'm going to tell you that the Spirit of God is communicating to me and saying to me that you have made yourself available and sometime have overextended yourself. Okay? You've overextended yourself, wanting to help people, wanting to be there for people. But the Spirit of God says that there's some things that are getting ready to be releasing your life, and I even see a breakthrough coming for you out of the state of Texas. Do you hear me?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, there's a breakthrough coming for you out of the state of Texas. I see that God's going to give you favor in the days to come, and the Lord wants you to know that this is not a season for you to get discouraged or to think that nothing's going to happen. Who is Kendall? Who is Kendall that's coming to me? Kendall.
That's my brother. My brother Kendall, he has a barber shop in Sacramento.
Okay. Yeah. The Spirit of God wants me to tell you to communicate to him. Make sure he have all his business in place. Because I just tell him to make sure he has all his business in place because I see him running into some IRS issues. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Tell him make sure you have all his business things in place. But this is going to be a season of favor for you. And you're going to begin to see doors open for you. And even some things that have been written against your name, maybe even legally. The Spirit of God says that this is a season where you're going to begin to see him bring to you the help, the support that you need. where you won't be carrying the load by yourself. The Spirit of God said, I'm going to connect you with the right people who are not going to be jealous of you, but are going to push you and get you to that place that even you desire to get to, even in your profession. So the Spirit of God said, don't be discouraged. Know that he that hath begun a good work in you shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And I just see your name in a lot of things. I just see you helping everybody, really overextending yourself. You know, I'll do this for you. I'll do that for you. I'll do that for you. And sometimes it has almost hurt you because you overextended yourself and gave up your services even before you were paid. But the Spirit of God said that this is an hour where there's going to be a restitution. And God's going to honor the seeds that you sowed into the lives of your friend, how you've been a blessing to them. God's going to honor you in the days to come. So just prepare yourself. I also want you to get ready for a shift, even in where you are. What is this? Garfield. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's a, it's like Garfield. That's I can explain it. I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I do divorce cases for celebrities. I'm just starting.
Okay.
I started in the entertainment industry, and I had some big cases, and these two lawyers lied on me in court, and they took everything from me.
Wow.
And I was. For, you know, millions and millions of dollars, but they did something, and before they did it, I saw a black lion in my dream.
Yeah.
With green eyes. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I want you to know that let me pray in the spirit. Mele Osta Le Mandala Kosa. Yes, Lord. I hear you. Oh, ba 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 shake mende. Eh, no mo si. Ino no mo kosha. Ele ala alemende le kita. Ila la mandolo lo bo kosha. Ele masha. That's it. Is it Garland? Garland?
I don't know.
I want you to look up Garland, just when you get a chance, just look up Garland.
Okay.
Look up Garland Financial. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, okay.
Garland Financial. That's what I'm hearing. Do you know what that means? Does that make sense to you? Do you know anything about Garland Financial? No.
I don't know. Never heard of them before.
Well, just look that up. When you get a chance, look up Garland Financial. I don't know what it means. I'm praying in the spirit, and I'm sure if I pray a little longer, I can get some answers, but we'll be on here all night because we're tapping in. But I hear that Garland so strong. There's something that was sent against you or some whatever it came from that Garland Financial, okay?
Wow.
But the Spirit of God wants you to know that by this December, you're going to have a smile on your face. You hear me?
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. By this December, you're going to have a smile on your face. And like I said, everything that was sent against you, spoken against you, where they tried to destroy you and to stop you, I just believe by the favor of God that no weapon, amen, that is formed against you is going to be able to prosper. And I just want you to stand on that. I want you to believe that. I want you to know that God got this thing under control. And you're going to see the favor of God. I mean, you know, Isaiah 54:17 declares, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. And I want you to stand on that. Make that your definite scripture. I don't care what it looks like. Hallelujah. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care whatever's going against you. God shall restore the years of the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and even the locust have either way. You're going to see the hand of God really move for you in a great way.
Amen.
So please, please don't be discouraged. I'm seeing 9133. What does that mean to you?
That's my house. My cousin just passed away. Last
really?
Day, he died in the house.
Is that is that Womack?
Yes, yes. With the had the barbecue restaurant. Womack,
yeah,
my husband.
Yeah, that's what I just heard. I just heard that when you said that. Womack, yeah. Is that where you stay now? Is that where you live now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just I want you to pray in the living room. You hear me?
Okay.
Just pray over that living room. Pray over that living room. I just want you to anoint it and just pray over that living room. Amen. And just come against any attack of the enemy that would try to linger, any kind of heart attacks or anything that the enemy would try to send in your way. Do you hear me?
Okay. Yes, amen.
Okay. You are blessed. You are favored. And thank you. Just get ready. When you get a chance, come on, come see me so I can pray for you in Charlotte, okay?
I will, Prophet. I've seen you before at the church in L.A. You and me and my nephew's been there. You prophesied. I've seen you before in California at a church near Compton.
Oh,
amen.
Wow.
And also, yes, we were there when you prophesied about Russia and all the prophecies.
Wow, that's amazing.
When
wow,
you said the enemy would come in with the submarine.
That's right.
That's the
that's
word.
Right.
Yes. I was there when you gave that prophecy.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
and
ma'am.
I will sow. I will sow into the ministry.
Amen. I believe it. I love you. I'm praying for you.
Thank you, Prophet. Thank you so much.
More
amen.
Grace.
Be blessed.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
More grace. Amen. Bye-bye.
More grace. More grace. Saints of God, I'm not going to hold you long, but I'm going to tell you, we need to pray. Write these down. Get it in your spirit. Let's pray in the seat. New York City is on the news. There's a major event coming to New York City. We need to pray for New York City. I'm seeing a major event surrounding New York City. Let's pray for New York City. Number two, there's a major earthquake coming very soon. There's a major earthquake coming very soon. I'm praying so I can find out where it is. All right? I also saw a celebrity death, but it's going to be linked to Saturday Night Live. So somebody from Saturday Night Live or something, as best I can explain it, there's a celebrity death links to Saturday Night Live. I see rapid fire changes in the White House by 2025. I also see number five, there's another mass shooting that's near, okay? And a breaking point, God said, is coming to America where millions will be impacted by gun control, all right? I see a major shift that's going to happen by 2027, but there's another mass shooting coming, all right? I also see a drug overdose coming for a famous athlete or celebrity. This will be all over the news that an athlete or celebrity had a major, they had a drug overdose. Also saw a famous pop star. This is pop. They're going to die either this year or next year. Saw that in my prayer time. All right, I'm going to tell you again, keep investing in cryptocurrency because there's a major breakthrough coming for cryptocurrency in the next 19 months, okay? And I see cryptocurrency exchange website that is going to leave America and is going to reshape crypto forever, all right? Also, I saw in prayer that Domino's Pizza is going to do a buyout, and it's like going to be a merge between Domino's and maybe Papa John's or Domino's, but I see Domino's Pizza doing a major buyout, and they're going to merge with another pizza company. And this will be a sign. This will be a sign of the shift. We're getting ready to see a major senator out of here. They're literally going to lie in state. I see a major senator getting out of here. There's also getting ready to come a big scandal with Major League Baseball. Okay, Major League Baseball is all over the news because of a big scandal that is taking place. All right, so let's pray. Let's believe God. I see Tennessee. I see the state of Tennessee. It's all over the news. There's something massive that has happened in Tennessee that needs our prayers. We got to pray, saints. It's time for the church to pray like we've never prayed before. And I'm telling you, I know by the Spirit. Now, listen. There are 300 of you on this call. I could keep prophesying, but it's late and it's Wednesday. There are 300 of you on this call that I want you to send me an email. Now, listen, the rest of you, even if you don't have it, okay? Now, if you have it and you don't sow it, let's send you in the Lord. But I want all of you that have that $50 seed to sow it, all right? But even if you don't have that $50, I want you to imagine your day, okay? Just imagine it and send it to me, and I'm going to pray over it. And if you don't have 50, just sow whatever you have. That's $PVCJR. Now, again, there are five of you that's supposed to give a seed of $500. But all of you who sow that $50 seed, I'll be releasing the word of the Lord into your life for the month of May. Something is happening in the spirit realm. Obashande. Emandala makian kala mahusa. Tiala mandele lebebe biala bandala bobebiosha. Something is happening in the spirit realm, and I'm telling what I know by the Spirit, that something major is happening in the spirit realm, and it's almost like I told you that the Lord said that this would be a season of unusual deaths, strange deaths. Amen. Amen. We just had one in our church. All right. This will be that season of unusual deaths, strange deaths. Now, why does God tell us this? So we can pray. And I declare that I won't have a strange death. You won't have a strange death. We won't have a strange death. Declare that. Cancel strange deaths over your children. Cancel strange deaths over your family. Cancel strange deaths. Amen. We rebuke them. We cancel them. We dismantle strange death, unusual death in my house. Amen. In my church, in my family, cancel strange death. Amen. Say the devil is a liar. All right. And I want you to give yourself the prayer and intercession and really believe God. All right. God hears you when you pray. You are bad in God. Ele bashanda. Yendele be kiala la manda la basaya. Holo boshita. Amen. Pray for high schools like never before. Intercede for high schools like never before. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you what I know. By the Spirit, these things that are happening are going to be strange. Strange. There's a strange school shooting in the making. And what's going to be strange about it is it won't be a man. It's going to be a woman. There's a strange school shooting in the making. It will not be a man. It's going to be a woman. Kala ba shato lo monde le me. Menomo kisi anse le ve. Lin kala mandolo ushna. So we got to pray. And we must believe God like never before. All right? Now, again, your perfect day, customer service at briancarn.org. Send it. Envision it. Write it out. Email it. Send it to customer service at briancarn.org. And I want everybody on this call to do that. everybody, but I want 300 of you to sow that $50 seed, and I'll be releasing the word of the Lord into your life. I'll be releasing the word of the Lord into your life for the month of May. You are blessed. Haba shande. Ele manda la kia la la bokosa. Yala mando la la bobo bibi o sike le be shete. You are blessed. Halabasha. Handa la bokosa. You are blessed. Ela la manda la kita. Embebebe ke salabanda la kutaya. You are blessed. Declare that over yourself. I am blessed. Amen. I'm blessed. I'm favored. I'm anointed. Y'all, listen to me. Stop just making moves. Stop making just make a move because you want to make a move. Don't do that. Stop just making, buying houses, buying cars, doing silly stuff. I mean, you're just doing it. Your money's drying up. All right? Just stop it. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit in this hour. Be led by the Spirit in this hour. Amen. My spiritual antenna is on another place right now. I'm grateful for what the Lord is doing. I'm so grateful for what he's doing and for where he's taking us. Amen. Kobase. Ezo jaziziza jebeleve. Lunkalamanda lakosa. You are blessed. You are favored. Amen. You are knowing it. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. Try it again. I say you are blessed. You are favored. Follow that instruction that the Lord gave me. Write out your perfect day. Customer service at briancarn.org. What that perfect day consists of, what it looks like. Amen. Sow your seed in faith. $PBCJR. There are five of you giving 500. That's what the Lord dropped in my spirit. You are blessed. I love you so much. Amen. I'll be in Houston Saturday. I'll be in Walterboro, South Carolina, Friday night. You that are anywhere near Walterboro, you can come to Walterboro, South Carolina, Friday night. And then I'll be in Houston Saturday, Jacksonville Sunday morning, Charlotte Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. You are blessed. And just remember this. I see the word famine all over the news. I just see the word famine. I see the word famine all over the news. Famine. I don't know what it's for. I'm praying to get more detail. But I see the word famine all over the news. I love you. You are blessed. More grace. Kotobosha. Kelebo.